Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Will Friedle.
And Sabrina Bryan.
And we're the hosts of the new podcast, Magical Rewind.
You may know us from some of your favorite childhood TV movies, like My Date with the President's Daughter.
And the Cheetah Girls movies.
Together, we're sitting down to watch all the movies you grew up with and chat with some of your favorite stars and crew that made these iconic movies happen.
So kick back, grab your popcorn, and join us. Listen to Magical Rewind on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Brought to you by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Hey, it's Danielle, Will, and Ryder from Pod Meets World. Thanks to our friends at Hyundai, we were able to record a very special episode for you guys at the one and only, wait for it,
Boy Meets World House.
Take a listen.
Are there any moments or spots on any of the sets we worked on over the 7 years that you guys felt more at home, that were like your little spots on the set you like to hang out?
I'm afraid it was the sink.
Oh, really? Yes.
Oh, yeah.
You had to act by the sink a lot.
Yeah. I was behind the counter.
Yeah.
Right. Doing business constantly.
Uh-huh.
Mom stuff.
Uh-huh. And disciplining you in some way.
This has been brought to you by the fully electric Hyundai Ioniq 5. New episode out now. You can listen wherever you get your podcasts.
This past week was a really weird week. I want you to think about everything in this country that we were dealing with. You had a COVID-19 bill that had nothing to do with COVID-19 that was slammed down our throats. You had a massive promise that Joe Biden gave the American people, which was vote for me and Harris, and we'll send you $2,000. And they took away that and gave you just a measly $1,400. In fact, they only gave you 9 cents out of every dollar spent on COVID. 9 cents was all you got. Out of every dollar they spent on things that had nothing to do with COVID, 9 cents on the dollar. In other words, they took 91 cents of every dollar that they spent, and they spent on things that had nothing to do with COVID, but because they just needed to use COVID as a reason to spend $1.9 trillion of your dollars, waste your dollars. You had a president, Joe Biden, that also refused to take a single question after another speech on COVID-19. You had an address to the nation where he told you that if you do what he tells you to do, he might give you some of your freedoms back. In fact, he also looked you in the eyes and said to the American people in prime time that if you do get fully vaccinated, we will then give you a list of what you can and cannot do. He also dangled a carrot in front of you, like a dictator would do this week, and told you something else. That if you do everything he tells you to, you might get to hang out with your family and barbecue in your own backyard on July 4th. This moron doesn't realize that us deplorables, us incompetent people of flyover country that he and his administration have such disdain for. The Neanderthals of America, we never stop barbecuing, you moron. We never stop meeting with our families in our backyard, you idiots. To the Democratic Party, we never gave up that right that you're now trying to act like you might give back to us just a little bit, right? You might give it back to us just a little bit. But there's something else that's happening right now. And of course, Joe Biden's not having to answer questions about it because the media is not forcing him to. Remember, Joe Biden and Barack Obama were the ones that built these cages that they put kids in and these shipping containers they bought that they're putting kids in at the border. You remember that Joe Biden and the Democrats went down to the border and AOC started crying on the fence like she was in some sort of concentration camp. In fact, they called them concentration camps. They said it was human rights abuses. It was inhumane. And they attacked Donald Trump for continuing on the policy of the Biden-Obama administration. They were the ones that built these shipping containers. They're the ones that built these facilities and put these kids in cages, to use their words. Well, this new administration said, hey, we're going to let anybody come in that wants to come in, and we're going to help them. We're going to feed them. We're going to protect them. We're going to give them everything that they want. We're going to do it all. You come on into this country and we'll give you citizenship as long as you get here by January the 1st. That's what this administration said. And then the question was asked by so many people like myself, like, hey, how the hell do you figure out when someone got here if they came into the country illegally? Couldn't any illegal immigrant at any point, when they're in this country, show up and say, oh, yes, I was here before January 1, 2021. It's not like you're getting papers at the border stamped when you come across illegally. And illegals also figured that out. They understood pretty quickly, just get to America as fast as you can, because no one's going to be able to figure out when you did or didn't get here. Which brings me to the kids in cages part of the conversation. We have a border crisis right now, not because I say so, but because the stats say so. In fact, migrant facilities right now are at 729% capacity. That's right. The Democratic Party is keeping human beings in cages, which is a civil rights violation, which is the same thing as concentration camps. Yet I haven't seen one photo op of any Democrats down at the border crying on the fences like the Democrats did under the 4 years when Trump was in office. You want to know how bad it is for the children right now? Well, when your migrant facilities are at 729% capacity, children are now having to take turns sleeping on the floor, and they're having no showers for days. I'm waiting for people to start talking about human rights abuses and the inhumane treatment of children who can't even sleep on the floor and having to take turns and having no showers for days. I'm waiting for the human feces pictures to be taken. I'm waiting for the how dare we treat kids this way, and people need to go to jail, and people should resign for this, like Joe Biden and Kamala Harris. I'm waiting for those articles to be written, because so far they haven't. Children are also now saying they haven't seen sunlight for days, and ICE is now asking for volunteers to help with the children because things have gotten so bad. Again, I'm waiting for all of the anger from the left. I'm waiting for everybody to lose their minds, right? I'm waiting for everybody to kind of understand where we are right now and freak out a little bit and say, whoa, 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 hold on a second. I thought we were against this. I thought we were against human rights abuses in this country. I thought we were going to call in NATO or the UN to come save all of these horrific conditions that these kids are under. That's what I thought anyway, because that's what they've been screaming at us for the last 4 years. Meanwhile, things actually get bad at the border, and apparently no one's saying anything. Not a single thing. They're saying nothing. So let me tell you more about how bad it is at the border. The border crisis has gotten so bad that new reports are saying that the conditions are, that the overflowing migrant facilities on the U.S. southern border are to the point where they say it's catastrophic. This is child abuse, by the way. Minors not being able to see sunlight for days, have not had one shower in a week, have to take turns sleeping on the floor. That's child abuse. All because of overcrowding, all because we have an open border, all because Joe Biden said, come on in by January 1 and we'll give you citizenship. A lawyer for the National Center for Youth Law interviewed children being detained at the Customs and Border Protection holding facility in Donna, Texas. As of March the 2nd, there were more than 1,800 people being detained at the facility, which is 729% of its capacity during the pandemic. So this is a COVID issue as well. The Donna facility opened last month and has been operating over its pandemic capacity for weeks. Quote, some of the boys said that conditions were so overcrowded they had to take turns sleeping on the floor. They also said they wanted to shower more and were told they couldn't, adding that several minors were only permitted to shower once in 7 days. One of them shared that he could only see the sun when he showered because you can see the sun through the window. She said many children do not have access to outside activities and were visibly emotional. You think this is child abuse from the Biden administration, who promised this would never happen, yet here we are. And where's the media not telling you the story? Children have been denied phone calls to communicate with family members. They were hysterically crying, wanting to talk to their families. This is human rights abuse. This is child abuse. Where's the United Nations? Where's the media? Where's AOC crying on a chain link fence? I'm waiting. Senior director and lawyer at the National Center for Youth Law spoke to about a dozen children at the facility. Quote, this facility is quickly becoming a humanitarian crisis. Where's the media? Where is the media? Oh, they're nowhere to found because of Democrats in office, so I guess it's okay to do it now.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Danielle, Will, and Ryder from Pod Meets World. Thanks to our friends at Hyundai, we were able to record a very special episode for you guys at the one and only, wait for it,
Boy Meets World House.
Take a listen.
We are lucky to be sitting with Alan and Amy Matthews in the flesh, William, Rusty Russ, and Betsy Randall.
Yay!
Thank you. Thank you.
Yes.
When those legends get here, let me know.
You're here. You're here already.
We didn't either when we were watching this.
That's the thing. That's
we didn't
the problem.
Realize it until we started getting into seasons 3 and 4. And now we're like, oh my God.
You were both so good on the show, and we missed it because we were young.
We were kids and so self involved.
Egomaniacs. Yeah. And didn't realize how great you were.
We've talked about it. I think you just assumed everybody was as good as them.
And then you get into
as you grow up and you work with other actors, you realize how lucky we were to have you guys.
This has been brought to you by the fully electric Hyundai Ioniq 5. New episode out now. You can listen wherever you get your podcasts.
2/3 of Americans are at risk of experiencing a blackout. You could be one of them, sitting in the dark and cold for hours, for days, maybe even weeks. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. Folks say this new solar generator from Four Patriots is worth its weight in gold. Why? Because this generator has double the capacity and is expandable. So you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer. Or other devices like your electric blanket, your microwave, your RV, air conditioner, or even an electric wheelchair. You also get 12 outlets, including 4 AC outlets, so you can power more devices at once. And 2 USB-C outlets, which can charge your phone 20 times faster than a regular plug. Best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to 4 patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to 4patriots.com/Ben. That's the number 4patriots.com/Ben. So we know that children have been denied phone calls to communicate with their family members. That's human rights abuse if you listen to Democrats. You have lawyer after lawyer who are speaking to these children at these facilities, and they're saying it's becoming a humanitarian crisis. Where's the media? They don't give a crap about these kids at the border. They just cared about hurting Donald Trump when he had the same problem at the border that wasn't even near as big as this, because at least Donald Trump was like, if you come here, we're going to send you back. And if you get into this country and we find you, we're going to send you back. And we're going to stop you at the border. And we're going to build a wall. you had Biden basically say, we have an open border. And what happened? People said, we believe you. And they started treating it like an open border. And that's exactly how we got to this humanitarian crisis level that we're in right now. That's how you get a facility that's just been created to be at 729% of its capacity during the pandemic in a couple of weeks. We understand the administration inherited this disaster, but I cannot stress enough how urgent the situation is with the growing number of youth unaccompanied children that are coming into this country. We have young unaccompanied children that are just flowing into this country. The lawyers said, we spoke to numerous distraught children who don't understand why they can't talk to their parents, see their siblings at the facility, or get fresh air. The lawyers said that CBP denied them access to the facility. The Washington Post on page like 38B reported this week the, quote, magnitude came into clear focus Wednesday as the new administration was holding record number of unaccompanied migrant teens and children in detention cells for far longer than legally allowed, and federal health officials fell further behind in the race to find space for them in shelters. Last week, finally, the New York Times reported for the first time that the migrant facilities were akin to jails. CNN was forced to report today that the record high number of unaccompanied migrant children in Border Patrol custody continues to climb, reaching more than 3,700 on Wednesday, many of them in jail-like facilities along the U.S.-Mexico border. But guess what they've done now? They've figured out this isn't Joe Biden's fault. No, 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 no. We'll blame it on, you guessed it, Texas. Yeah, we'll blame it on Texas. We'll claim that the real reason why we're having this problem is because of the evil governor of Texas, Governor Abbott. The only problem is these are federal, not local, not state holding facilities. So you can lie all you want to, but if you know the facts, that's total crap. Now, Governor Abbott has been very clear about talking out about this and making it abundantly clear he's not putting up with getting the blame for this. He's the one that's in favor of border security and the border wall. And what he said, making it, again, very clear where we stand now, making it obvious that the real problem here, the real issue here, is in fact Joe Biden saying, come on over, open up the facilities, it's all fine, open up this country and hand out amnesty. That's what they decided to do, and it was stupid. But that's what they've done. That's exactly what they've done. And then they wonder and they're shocked why there could be such an insane number of people coming across the border. You told people, hurry and run. If you get here by January 1, we'll give you citizenship. What the hell did you think was going to happen? Democrats knew what was going to happen, folks. They understood it. Now, I don't think they realized that it was going to turn into this flood the border with children without parents scenario. I will say that. I don't think they saw that coming. I think they're in shock over that. But every other aspect of this, they saw it coming. It was very clear this was about to happen. I want you to take a listen to Governor Abbott talking about the Biden open border policies are inviting even more illegal immigrants into this country than ever before. We didn't have this crisis when Trump was president. We had this crisis blow up, explode as soon as Biden was elected and opened his mouth about come across, we'll help you, we'll take care of you. Take a listen.
Two things. One is the dramatic increase in the influx of people coming across the border. Remember this, as you were kind of pointing out, it's the Biden open border policies that are inviting even more illegal immigration and actually have created this humanitarian crisis. As you know, I went down to the border this past week and I met with Border Patrol officers. And here's what they told me. The Border Patrol officers themselves told me that they informed the Biden administration that because of the policy changes, it was going to lead to this massive surge that we are just now beginning to see, knowing that it's going to be getting far worse in the coming months. They also said that the reason for the change, the reason for the increase in the influx is because of the policy change by the Biden administration. More importantly, though, Maria, is this challenge. And that is the Border Patrol officers told me that the Biden administration policies, they are enriching And they are empowering the drug cartels in Mexico who make money off of the people that they assist in smuggling them into the state of Texas. The cartels make money off of these migrants that you and your viewers see on TV.
By the way, Abbott is absolutely right. This is the fault of the Biden administration. There is a massive surge in illegal immigration, and there are people making insane amounts of money doing this. As the governor said, the officers on the border already informed the Biden administration of this threat, and the administration went forward with these policies anyway. They were warned, don't do it. By the governor, by the officers, by everybody in Texas, they knew what was going to happen. They said, don't do it. Whatever you do, don't change the guidance. Don't open up the borders. Don't invite people to come in. Because if you do, this is what's going to happen. And they knew it, and they did it anyway. And now these kids are in a humanitarian crisis, human rights abuse, not seeing the light of the day, not even having to take turns who's going to sleep on the floor. And no one in the media is going berserk over this. In fact, Joe Biden hadn't even been forced to answer a single question about it. They don't care about these kids. They just wanted to hurt Donald Trump when he was the president. This is not about the kids then. They could care less these kids are suffering down there. It's not just about the illegal immigration that's the issue here. The massive surge of illegal immigration is also empowering and funding these drug cartels in Mexico, who we were suffocating under the Trump administration, who are now getting paid every single time they help people across the border. I want you to take a listen to just some of these numbers from the Texas border. The governor speaking about the numbers of illegals last year compared to illegals this year. Listen to this.
Some quick numbers real quick, and that is over all of last year in the Rio Grande Valley sector alone. So for your viewers in Texas, Texas has several Border Patrol sectors. All of last year, they made 90,000 apprehensions. Already this year, in the first 2.5 months of this year, they've made about 110,000 apprehensions. Including in those apprehensions are 800 criminal aliens who have previously been arrested and exported from the United States, 78 sex offenders, and 62 gang members, which include MS-13 gangs. And so, Maria, in response to this, we had to launch what I call Operation Lone Star. Let me tell you what this operation does. Okay. What the cartels do, they surge all these people to the border, and they fully occupy all the Border Patrol agents. And when those Border Patrol agents are occupied, they know that there are gaps along the border. And what the cartels do, they surge people through those gaps. Operation Lone Star includes National Guard as well as Texas Department of Public Safety officers to fill those gaps to prevent the cartels from bringing across the border the most dangerous criminal elements as well as the opioids that they're trying to smuggle across the border.
There was a line of illegal immigrants waiting to go across the Rio Grande, and it was caught on video this past week. A line. I'm talking about a line up a hill. Like going into a department store, Black Friday shopping to get into America because they knew they could get away with it right now because they've surged the border, just like the governor said.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Danielle, Will, and Ryder from Pod Meets World. Thanks to our friends at Hyundai, we were able to record a very special episode for you guys at the one and only, wait for it,
Boy Meets World House.
Take a listen.
We are lucky to be sitting with Alan and Amy Matthews in the flesh, William, Rusty Russ, and Betsy Randall.
Yay!
Thank you. Thank you. When those legends get here, let me know.
You're here already. We didn't either when we were watching this.
Realize it until we started getting into seasons 3 and 4. And now we're like, oh my God.
You were both so good on the show, and we missed it because we were young kids and
so self-involved.
Egomaniacs and didn't realize how great you were.
We've talked about it. I think you just assumed everybody was as good as them. As you grow up and you work with other actors, you realize how lucky we were to have you guys.
This has been brought to you by the fully electric Hyundai Ioniq 5. New episode out now. You can listen wherever you get your podcasts.
2/3 of Americans are at risk of experiencing a blackout. You could be one of them, sitting in the dark and cold for hours, for days, maybe even weeks. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. Folks say this new solar generator from Four Patriots is worth its weight in gold. Why? Because this generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer. Or other devices like your electric blanket, your microwave, your RV, air conditioner, or even an electric wheelchair. You also get 12 outlets, including 4 AC outlets, so you can power more devices at once. And 2 USB-C outlets, which can charge your phone 20 times faster than a regular plug. Best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to 4 patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to 4patriots.com/Ben. That's the number 4patriots.com/Ben. Let me just get back into these numbers. And how bad is the border? And I want to, and Governor Abbott fighting back over pointing the blame where it deserves to go at the Biden administration. Let's just look at these numbers. Just in the Rio Grande Valley sector this year, there have been 110,000 apprehensions. Last year, for the entire year, there were only 90,000. So in a couple of months, we're more than we were the entire last year. What changed? Only one thing: who the President of the United States of America is. What changed? An open border policy compared to a closed border policy. That is what changed. That's the only things that changed, by the way. That's it. That's the whole ball game, folks. That is what changed. Now, let's look at something else in these numbers. Of the 110,000 people that have already been apprehended from 2021, 800 criminal aliens who have previously been arrested and deported from the U.S. have been caught. 76 of them are sex offenders. 76 of them are sex offenders. 62 of them are gang members, which include MS-13 gangs. Remember when Donald Trump talked about the gang members and the rapists and the murderers? Yeah. And then everybody said, oh, that's racist. You can't say that. Well, guess what? We're catching the same people he was talking about again. Governor Abbott explained it perfectly. They have responded to this surge by launching their own operation. We've had to deploy the National Guard and the Texas Department of Public Safety officers to help fill in the gaps along the border, because these cartels are making millions abusing sexually, physically, verbally these immigrants trying to come into this country and making money off of them. All of this is putting, and they say they're agents, and he's right, in harm's way in Texas. In fact, many of them are reportedly being told by a congresswoman, Veronica Escobar, of the 16th Congressional District in El Paso, not to carry their machine guns because migrants are feeling threatened, she says. Are you kidding me? Yeah, you heard me correctly. You have a congresswoman, Veronica Escobar, of the 16th Congressional District in El Paso, telling the Border Patrol agents dealing with cartel members who have fully automatic weapons to not carry their guns because migrants are feeling threatened. So now we care more about migrants and how they feel than Americans who are protecting our borders actually being threatened. Wow. Governor Abbott, by the way, responded to these claims and the harm caused because of these idiot liberals. Take a listen.
Our Border Patrol agents are being put in harm's way in several ways. One, because they are having to deal with the increase in the cartel activity. Two, as you know, the cartels are very heavily armed, and our Border Patrol agents have to respond to that, and they need all their weapons. But, Maria, there's another way in which our Border Patrol agents are being put in harm's way, and that is the Biden administration was not providing COVID vaccines for the Border Patrol in the Rio Grande Valley region. Because of my public outcry about that when I was down on the border, now, finally, the Biden administration has changed gears, and they are doing exactly what I called for, and that is providing the Border Patrol with the vaccines they needed because they are exposed to everybody coming across the border, and they need to be vaccinated. Finally, the Biden administration is stepping up and providing those vaccines.
Finally, I love how he says that. Finally, the Biden administration providing these vaccines to Border Patrol agents, but that is not going to stop these illegal immigrants from coming in. That's the part everybody needs to understand. The governor said that he was unable to give data on the number of those migrants, by the way, who arrived at the Texas border and tested positive for coronavirus because the Biden administration has refused and failed to give those numbers to the state. Why? Because I'm sure the numbers aren't good. So now you as an American citizen, when you fly back into America, right? When you fly back into America, you got to get a COVID test, but you can come across the border as an illegal and you can get tested and we don't even know what the numbers look like. This is the Democratic Party. And this is exactly the reason why they decided to do this. They knew that they could get in these voters and maybe win more elections. In the first 53 days that Biden's been in office, or 54, whatever today is, you got a border crisis totally out of control. You have gas prices that are skyrocketing. You got unemployment rates that are stagnant. You have an opioid problem and a suicide problem among youth. You got wars started in the Middle East with Syria. You have schools and churches that are still closed in this country. You got more kids in cages and prisons and jails than ever before under this administration. And then you got a guy that won't even hold a press conference and answer for any of it. Oh, and he only gave you of your own money 9 cents on every dollar of your own money in a COVID relief bill where 91 cents of every dollar spent went to something that was completely outside of COVID. Congratulations to all of you people that voted for him. I'm going to say it, and I mean it. I told you so. I told you this was going to happen. I told you they were lying to you. This guy's lied to you about everything. Remember, he was going to give you a $15 minimum wage? That was a lie. It was a lie. Straight up lie. I'm going to give you $15. I'm going to give you a raise. Lie. I'm going to give you $2,000 if you vote for me. Lie. You got $1,400. This COVID relief bill is going to help with COVID. That's a lie. It doesn't. It has nothing to do with COVID. 91 cents of every dollar has nothing to do with COVID. A lie. I'm going to help you with unemployment. That's not working either. We're going to get kids out of cages. The complete opposite. We're going to stay out of foreign wars. Started one within a couple weeks. You guys got played. You got bamboozled. You got worked over. I am mocking you right now if you voted for Biden. I told you so. I warned you this was going to happen. And many of you refused to listen because you didn't like another guy and his mean tweets, as you put it. Saw a great picture this week. It showed gas prices out in California up at $5 a gallon. It says, were the tweets really that bad? Asking for the entire country. Biden voters, you got played. You got a guy who's the president of the United States of America that's also telling you now he might let you celebrate. Might. Let you celebrate the 4th of July if you do what he tells you to do. He might let you go in your own backyard and barbecue if you get fully vaccinated. And then once you get fully vaccinated, he'll tell you what you can and cannot do. Congratulations, you got played. This is what is in the bill, by the way. You want to know what Pelosi put in your COVID relief bill that you're paying for with your tax dollars? Here's a quick list of just some of the highlights from what Pelosi got. $21,000 for federal employees to stay home. $25,000 bonus for state government workers, $50 million for Planned Parenthood, $200 million for museums and library services, $270 million for the Endowment for the Arts and Humanities, $600 million for Pelosi's home city of San Francisco, $1.5 billion for Amtrak, $12 billion for foreign aid to other countries, $15 billion for illegal immigrants who they now say are eligible for Obamacare, $111 billion welfare without work requirements, and $350 billion to bail out liberal states who didn't balance their budgets this year while conservative states did. Please stop calling this a COVID relief bill. It's not a COVID relief bill. This is nothing more than Nancy Pelosi's payout. That's all this is a payout. Oh, and I forgot to tell you, Dr. Fauci, he's also going to come out and tell you when you can and can't have weddings. He did that this morning on TV, actually trying to tell you when and when you can't have a wedding indoors, saying if everybody gets vaccinated, you guys all do what he tells you to do, he might let you get married inside again with other people around. So there's always that. Congratulations. This is what the Democratic Party is doing. Congratulations. All right, well, quick reminder, don't forget, we did some really great podcasts this past week. So if you missed them, we did a couple on education in this country and the refusal of the unions to open up the schools. We did another one on the COVID bill, what's actually in it and how bad it is, and how little money you actually got and why you shouldn't be excited about these $1,400 checks coming into your bank accounts this week. There's a lot that you may have missed. Make sure you grab those podcasts. And please tell your family and friends about our podcast. Without you, we don't exist. So thank you for supporting us as a conservative. We'll keep fighting for you. We'll keep giving you information. Just please tell your family and friends about this podcast. And I will see you back here tomorrow. 2/3 of Americans are at risk to experience a blackout. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. This new solar generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer. And best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to 4 patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to 4patriots.com/Ben. That's the number 4patriots.com/Ben.
Hey, it's Danielle, Will, and Ryder from Pod Meets World. Thanks to our friends at Hyundai, we were able to record a very special episode for you guys at the one and only, wait for it,
Boy Meets World House.
Take a listen.
Are there any moments or spots on any of the sets we worked on over the 7 years that you guys felt more at home, that were like your little spots on the set you like to hang out?
I'm afraid it was the sink.
Oh, really? Yes.
Oh, yeah. You had to act by the sink a lot.
Yeah. I was behind the counter.
Yeah.
Right. Doing business constantly. Uh-huh. Mom stuff.
Uh-huh. Disciplining you in some way.
This has been brought to you by the fully electric Hyundai Ioniq 5. New episode out now. You can listen wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.